wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. Hello, everybody. This is Poker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is May 13th, 2012, and this is a live show, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And this is Mother's Day. And the United States of America, and my hat is off to mothers. My hat's off to females, period, who take care and nurture out the new, what is called the extended family, the process of trying to keep traditions, process, touch, love, family alive in this country. And a lot of these mothers today don't read Pravda. They don't read the socialist papers around the world or get in touch with other things to understand the great destruction of the socialist progressive system in this country to destroy the family. I had someone say to me in an offhand, because I've been running behind all week, and preparing for today's program, and they said, "Well, maybe it's time that we have a mother run the country." And I turned, you know, I made a comment, and I said, "Well, maybe the history's right, you know, maybe the history's right." But the Indian cultures and the basic processes. My mother was a shaman, led four Indian nations. She, her whole point was to pass knowledge. She was, saw herself and was trained as a messenger of healing between the soul and the living, and put forth the knowledge basis that created hundreds and hundreds of mothers to be able to perpetuate the process of love and healing through the body. And when my mother died, unknown, there were 4,000 people at her funeral, and it was in a lower process of the Indian reservation in Palm Springs, because most of the reservation there owned most of Palm Springs. And I remember the highway patrol arresting me because we had peyote as part of our ceremony as the afterlife. I would do that again and go to jail for my mother again. But I'm going to tell you something. God bless mothers. You see it at the other end of the break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. plus free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and the call number is 800-313-9443. One point I want to make about mothers in today's medical regimen and protocol system. It's very important for mothers, particularly, to have certain types of clinical tests done on a regular basis. And bone density, of course, is very important. Calcium uptake is very important. Vitamin D protocol systems are very important in those tests. The electrolytes are very important, the chloride and the phosphine and potassium. As it stands today, which I exposed in the year 2003, the chemicals that are in the tap water, of course, have only facilitated a lot of companies to try to make money on filters and this type of thing. But still, the what I proposed in the process of discovery of chloramine in the water and the chemicals in the water, at that time there were 300 and some trihalomethanes, 5 carcinogenic agents, and my point was that. And still is that we have to develop state-of-the-art alternate technologies at different parts on the earth in order to change the water process. Of course, there are several nations that are meeting tomorrow to go against this proposition. It just happens to be that way tomorrow for another issue, which I'll bring up in a minute. But the point is, you have term that I coined and was now established as part of the expert witness legal lexicon is bioaccumulation. And the process of this is that you, if you take, and everybody says, well, it's dose related. When the government placed ammonia in the drinking water, 1989, they knew it caused leukemia in Sprague Dawley rats and cancer in the liver of Sprague Dawley rats, and had a dose-related system. I did all the evidence-based peer review analysis of 195 studies that had been done around the world based on the concept of testing recycled water to change the electrolyte balance in the pancreas. They knew this was causing pancreatic cancer with the water. They still built cities over places where aquifers were contaminated. MTBE has contaminated over two-thirds of the water wells in the United States. It will not be used for thousands of years. There are now 4,000 trihalomethane, 16,000 now disinfected byproducts, which are combined. And every percentage point, you're running around 30 to 35% percentage points for these chemicals, are specifically to decrease the reproductive capacity of humans. And the whole process of, in John Holdren's position as a science and technology czar for Obama is the fact that that was placed in there, the process of the change, what's called the gene structure of FI6, BRCA1, BRCA2 in the breast, and the process of the changing of the signals from causing more inflammation with the what is called apoptosis, which is the formation of the development of cell death as a result of inflammation, which in turn triggers real-world cancer triggers. Now, these are biomarkers that need to be tested. And if I have one thing to say to the females out there, the mothers, you start learning, and that's what I'm going to teach you. Every show I've done over 500 shows on this this wonderful radio station, and I'm going to tell you something. This is no game to sell crap on air. They're taking it to talk about television or talk about the whole thing. You learn the word biomarkers. And the whole thing, in every show, I tell you which biomarker and the process and what to get and test for. And the whole process comes down to the fact you don't think for 1 minute. You just don't think for 1 minute that this is some kind of social progressive game we got going on out here in the world. And the whole process is down to the water wars. The future war is over waters. Every move that's being made, every move that's being made right now on the national stage is the fact of the development of domination of water supplies, minerals, and the development of new nations that will be recharted, which I've done many shows on the redefinition of boundaries for states, countries, and power. And this was one of the reasons that the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, put in the Kadima Party leader, Shaul Mofatz, in the coalition so it would be possible to get ready for the next world war, and knowing that they're going to be attacked and put in the presenting of it. Now, the whole thing comes down that as we speak today, the United Nations is presenting their protocol for tomorrow's presentation, that the United Nations wants to have the United States return Mount Rushmore to the Native Americans. And the point of this is done by Jane Ananya, who is the special rapporteur of the rights of religious and indigenous peoples, according to himself. And those are his words, unquote. He wants to give Mount Rushmore back to the South and the who once lived nearby. And the fact of the thing, the first meeting out was on Friday in Geneva, and his words are, quote, "I'm talking about restoring the indigenous people to what obviously they're entitled to, and they have a legitimate claim to in a way that is not divisive but restorative," unquote. The United Nations has not hit it under Agenda 21. You think that this is something, you know, you just let these things fly by, you know. And the thing, no, the United Nations already knows that they own with a quasi-property and eminent domain rights in the United States, parts of Canada, and most of Mexico, and we are already on the new maps of the North American continent. I've been telling you this for 5 years. Tomorrow, it all comes to a head. And the whole process of the fact of being able to file, which I've already done the brief note to the United Nations, which is called Table 6, to protest. In fact, if the American Indian chiefs and the elders, I'm sorry to say this, do not have the internal guts to go against the United Nations and sell out for an income tax break because I can have fracking on their Indian reservations, I am sorry. Under the sweat lodge situation and the thing, I do not have the authority to talk to them because I am too far down in the lineage of the process of this. But I challenge their authority not to go against the United Nations tomorrow morning, to give away the process of the whole positional process of the inheritance of the earth. It's not a question of the earth, it's the spirit of the earth. When I placed out and exposed fracking, the fracking had been going on with the terms of putting chemicals in the sand and water to extract natural gas from rock. And the whole thing has been going on for years, but the aquifers have been contaminated for years. And why do you think there's such a high birth death rate in this country? Think about it. And the thing in the process of this is how I got started in this whole thing in the first place. Organ transplants not taking, the process of the development of things that were not working within the immunological titer system, even though everything else was right. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, which we'll get into in a moment, which George Soros' personal attack, calling me an attack, I'm attacking global socialism. Well, George Soros, if you have your minions, you're listening to the show, the number here is 800-313-9443. And the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which you as listeners can call, area code 202-224-2251. And they're in the Senate SH building on room 838. And you can lay it out. You can go to the Democrat or Republicans any way you want. The Republicans are John Brasio from Wyoming, or the Democrats are Daniel Akaya from Hawaii. Hawaii, who is the chair of the Democratic system, who have 8 members on the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Those people go along with the United Nations taking over the process of the working and the thing, and will ignore the chemical beat that goes with the fracking. The people, the hypocrites out here in the world that talk about, oh, there aren't any problems. There aren't any problems. And the whole thing comes down to the idea, the proposed fracking rules, which I'll get into on this show as time allows. But the whole process comes in. It all has to do with the change of the immune system of the human body. And I think there's Time magazine cover showing a woman who has a 5-year-old boy standing on a stand breastfeeding a woman, and that's on Time magazine cover for the whole process of saying in terms of the duration of breastfeeding. The whole thing comes down to the fact that breast is a series of lymph glands. You have to have that lymph system work in order to give the what are called the antibody systems within that immunological system that makes the milk for the Clostridium. Why do you think they call it mother's milk? The milk of the honey. The process, every culture has developed that. Now we have a position of the fact that you know how many chemicals are in breast milk right now? Just on a rough guess. We did the body chemistry there. When a baby's born, there's 349 chemicals in the body. In breast milk, there are 5 major cancer carcinogenic agents that mother has accumulated. What do you think the UN wants to do? Keep it up, lady. You know, more deaths, more power. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Lynn Parker on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. Call the numbers 800-313-9443. And of the United Nations, as proposed of 193 countries, 45% are democracies. Out of that, there, as the vote stands as we speak, 89 countries have voted for the United Nations to give the Mount Rushmore to the Native Americans, reallocate the boundaries of five states in the United States, the proposal of to increase the propaganda of global warming, the continued implementation of Agenda 21. This is, of course, is to is part of the socialist progressive platform of the present administration, either you be Democrat or Republican. The fact is that there are Republicans and Democrats that are voting for this. As it stands, of the vote yesterday taken as a straw vote, the 99 progressives in the House of Representatives of the United States of America will automatically vote for the United Nations and what they want to do. The vote stands at 122. House of Representatives, people by tomorrow will be on a yes vote for the United Nations activities in the United States. In the Senate, it stands at as a straw vote, 27 senators supporting United Nations activity in the United States, and it's been that way for a long time. So to get back, to understand what I'm communicating, this is not some kind of peeing contest to try to find out who said what. The whole problem comes down to the fact that you're drinking it, you're eating it. And the whole process of the fact that when we are drinking other people's drugs, we are drinking other people's chemical inflammation antibodies in terms that change within the amino acid system within the water. We are involved in the structural disintegration of the reproductive cycle of the human species on this planet. And that's the truth of it. So the whole process comes down to the fact that the reason the George Soros is funding the Tides organization in the United States has the process to put down the destruction of any kind of development in terms of the control of the energy system on the planet. I was quite amazed that a storyline as of Tuesday of this last week from the European process, because the euro dollar is not going to last. I think that each country will have its own money. And that's the thing in the process of the development of this. There's a story which was floated directly in one of the amicus curiae brief sentences that I had presented to the Supreme Court concerning the ACLU saying that the breast cancer gene could not be patented. The idea to say that Hugo Chavez foundation called Cinemathaki bankrolled the fracking documentary called Gasland, and that was nominated for the Academy Award, and they're saying that it's a meritless situation that the anti-fracking documentary was screened in the Environmental Protection Agency by Al Armadras, who since has stepped down because of his statements that said he was crucifying oil companies. And, of course, Hillary Clinton has their anti-energy propaganda film that added to the film Gasland. Now, the whole point here, President Putin made a special effort. Here he is in the gold laden parliament of the FARC accepting his presidency, and the whole thing that he's putting forth is mentioning the film Gasland and of course our little show here. And the idea here is that the U.S. oil companies saying that the United States oil companies, I believe he said, are hiding information about their fracking innovations. And, of course, Putin's whole position to come back to power is based on fracking, particularly in the European areas where they want to make more control over in Russia that may threaten the oil and gas earnings. That gives President Putin the power that he wants. So the thing is that, and of course, our president gave over most of the missile constructive shield to Russia, changed off the development of the new fire ships, and gave that away, and sold out Poland and took the other thing under the bus of the Ethiopian Pact, which goes into Geneva conference tomorrow as well, to destroy our energy system based on fracking. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I wanted to mention that Parker Pathways, the way I'm configuring it, I'm calling it the Camelot of Knowledge, and the process of developing the knowledge base that's going to be necessary for working into the New World Order, and the process of how to deal with information and knowledge and facts that are going to be necessary for the up-and-coming survival in the North American continent under the New World Order, and the process of how the elites are taking over, and in many ways, people are letting them. People talk a good game that they're going to go out and they're going to say this and they're going to talk to those people and the rest of it. If you keep in mind, the people that are in those hallways, I've been there and done that, and I can tell you right now, those doors are closed. When you hear your heels, I talk about that. I talked about that 2 years ago. There's a certain sound of your heels hitting the marble floor in the whole process. There's one sound when I was in Mexico, and the thing when there was a coup going on in Mexico City, and Uncle Sam had set me in there, the thing, and you sit on those wooden benches, El Español being fed, and you hear those heels hit the tiles of the military generals as they're coming down the tile. Quack, dom, quack, dom, quack. I never forgot it. And they go in, no words said. They pull out their revolver and shot the vice president of Mexico. That's how they dealt with it. And that's where this is going. The whole thing comes down. I hear that sound. I heard that sound when I was behind in the terms of the Iron Curtain. I heard that sound when I was in a country that was called Ethiopia at the time. The tail end, they still call it that. Ding, dong, ding. They have a different heel to them. In Rhodesia, the dictators wear a metal spike on their heel. It's a little prong that has poison on it. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. And they walk with those boots. That's what's happening here. When I have those contacts in terms of the talking, I see it. And now I see it with the Chinese, that special shoe they wear. They walk differently. Their left foot's a little stronger than their right in the Chinese culture. That's because they learned how to march with a straight right leg. Same thing is happening in North and South Korea. The process of how the domination of the Chinese banks, there are two of them giving approval to be in the United States of America. This is the process of the whole, of the development of how the Chinese banks will come in. The first bank is the Agricultural Bank of China. They're going to build a branch in New York City. The Bank of China is going to build a bank in Chicago. And this is the process of developing the control. These are, both of these banks control 45% of the commodity food supply on this earth. And the Federal Reserve has given them permission to be in the United States. Five more banks will be approved before. They don't even want an election in this country. They want Obama to be a dictator. You think I'm joking, don't you? No, I never joke. That's my problem. In terms of the thing, I probably should joke. I should probably be more humorous. I should probably be more lighthearted. The closest advisors I have, they said, Commander, make sure Mother's Day is a light, uplifting day. Make sure that the thing, don't start telling the truth any more than you have to. And that's the context of the Washington. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the mothers, and if it wasn't the fact, but you have to have sperm. You have to have sperm. And the whole process is the present drinking on the drinking supply in terms of the fact that you're harming the sperm. You're harming the sperm. You're harming the sperm. You're taking in a thing. When I went out the door with this, I know I keep repeating myself, there was NDMA, the neutral dimethylamine, in the water, in the wastewater. A pure human carcinogenic in the water, applied directly. That was in the year 2001. I came on the scene in 2003. Okay? And the whole thing, they knew that that would cause the process of the developmental process of sperm degeneration. And in fact, to be able to harm the process of the fertility system. The first reference, that to this day has been the whole process. I think there are 198 studies all done. The government took and went to all the medical libraries after I went on air, because I was one of them, and they knew that I knew the studies, and took the references out of the medical library. When I started a website, they took it down. I put out one of the references was the formation and control of bromide during the ozonization of water containing bromide by Dr. Krasner. And the process, all his work from 1993, is unavailable. You might get his name and go through the crap that you go through on the internet, and you think you're a expert. But the whole thing comes down to the fact, when you go out the door and you have a study titled Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfection for Production of Chromosomal Damage and Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. That was the first study done in 1985. And when I came out the door and said the process of the water was the part of a mutagenic and a genotoxic system, mutagenic meaning the change of the chromosome and the process of genotoxic changing the gene signals, Those are real studies. Bladder cancer in males, osteoporosis in females, the process of ovarian change on gene 6, on chromosome 9. All of these are human studies that have been done before 1994. So in 1998, when the process had come along, the declaration by the Environmental Protection Agency was on July 29th, 1994. Their very words, quote, "This is the actual directive, and you're a person sitting, drinking your coffee, minding your business, and hoping that you can watch the next television soap opera." That's where it was in 1994. And the world was being destroyed right in front of you. Word, quote, "Chloramines are also added to provide continuous disinfection throughout the distribution system." That's true, because the infrastructure of this country has pipes and sewage systems which are deteriorated beyond recognition sometimes. There are parts of the United States where you can take your foot and push it through pipes. I know about this. And the thing is, and however, the high doses of extended periods of time, chloramines have been shown to damage blood and liver in laboratory animals. The EPA has set a drinking water standard for chloramines to protect against the risk of these adverse effects. Now, the whole thing, when you wrap it out in terms of the real-world studies that were done in the laboratory animals, do you think for 1 minute these studies were done for the sake so people could come out and have a carbon filter as the answer to these problems? No. The whole problem comes down to the fact of the destruction of the human internal organ systems to change the process by which genetics is formulated in the human body. Those were what the studies were. Now, the whole thing is that I'm going to be writing, doing, and putting forth. You know what goes on the table tomorrow in the United Nations besides taking Mount Rushmore and giving it to the Native Americans? The people that are listening to this show, to understand the format of what we're talking about, I'm going to run you back. It's going to be talking about the fact of the denial or the explicit concept of what 59 physicians in the state of California on voice vote at Del Mar, California, took the list of their own work, which I analyzed, and by voice vote said there's no harmful adverse effect of anything because it's dose-related. So how do you know what the dosage is at the other end that's putting into the drinking water? Just be simple about it. Take a shower in Iowa. Take a shower in California, and especially look at the beautiful fawning waters in Las Vegas. That's sewage water. And the process of the thing, put an ice cube in your drink and taste the difference. You'll have an awakening, and you put your head together to understand what we're talking about here. We're talking real-world change of human species. Now, in a close to 100 days from now, we're going to have the Martian landing on Mars for the discussion of the process of finding the evidence of liquid water that existed on its surface, of which has been known that there are some processes of which the bacteria system and life from Mars rocks have been shown to have life. Okay, so you have many of these DNA systems, of course, are based upon the magnetic system. And the magnetic system, the bacteria have, particularly iron-eating microbes that come from outer space that have been involved here, have been researched at the University of Leeds in Britain. And many of these were leftover projects which have been highly developed. And these waterborne bacteria will have been found to swim along the Earth's magnetic lines, and they search for preferred oxygen levels. Now, what the public doesn't realize is that these bacteria are swimming along the vortexes around the Earth, of which there are 194 vortexes on the Earth. So the bacteria are making, through the hundreds and hundreds of years, have set off what are called the method to create their own nanomagnetics inside their microbes. Now, these microbes have set up in the process, like the University of Tokyo has shown, that you can create human gene structures from these bacteria. And they follow the vortex paths, of which I will be doing a lot of writing about this subject. Now, the point comes down to the fact that if you have an effect of the extracted bacteria from what is called the process of the Siberian permafrost, which has the formation of life, which has already been found. NASA's been holding back, it has all these files in terms of which you're not going to get on the internet as if you're trying to find which rock star married some rock star in the other way. This is no game being played here. This is real-world situation of the development of Titan, the Saturn moon. And the Saturn-Moon comparison of life with the Mars shot will be the process of the what is called the within the 500 generations of the bacteria that evolved to cope with the stress of the process of life in the other world. The Mayan cultures and the process of the great and even the process of the in Mesopotamia. The giant process observatories, whose whole position was to dedicate a person for the rest of their life to do nothing but watch these planets and to mark them and to place them in the position of things. And all of these experiments in the process, for instance, the ones that I'll be writing about and dealing with in terms of things that I've worked on, which is called the filament superclusters of galaxies that lie in the regions of the constellation of Perseus and Pegasus, is more than a billion light years long. And the formation of life, which comes under these cluster of galaxies, is in the constellation of Virgo. And I start these projects come out from the 1980s, and I've got released to develop and discuss this. And the formation of how the waters were the part of the great mystics in the process of developing life itself. One, of course, is the quantum gravity, which affected the process in time and seconds. It's 10 to the 45th power, quantum gravity. The grand unified theory occurred within 10 to the 35th power. 10 to the 25th power, the quark of electron soup, and 10 to the 8th power, the quark confinement, 10 to the 5th power, the nucleosynthesis of the creation of amino acids, 10 to the 8th power, the development of matter-photon decoupling, which occurred 10 to the 15th power to produce the photoclusters and the proto-galaxies to the present time. As it says in the great ancient writings, the blink of an eye. You realize what we're talking about, the radius of the universe and the formation of life as it conformed in which the present masterminds went under the basis of the present elites want to capture and try to be a part of that life and be verified by the Mars shot, which is a complete duplication of what the Mayan cultures for 4,200 years mapped, described, and put forth in mathematics. It is put forth in the terms of, I won't have the time to discuss the mathematics of creation, in terms of the process of how this is working, in terms of how it forms. But I, because of time today, but, as with all things, we are appropriately putting forth that it's Mother's Day. And the ancients believed, like an Osiris, the king of the underworld, in the process of the Egyptian culture, they believed that the universal sperm, as they called it, it actually proceeded from warm, vapor, humid, but fiery, was it described. And when the veiled ISIS, whose very coverings they had in the present, they had a presentation that represented vapor, is a symbolic of the humidity, which is the carrier in their world of the vehicle of the sperm life of the sun, represented by a child in her arms. So the sun, moon, and stars actually were sinking in the sea, but they felt that the breeding ground for the sperm of all living things came from the water of the afterlife. And all their mummy cases actually displayed this in writing and mathematics.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and to place forth what is happening in South Korea. In terms of what we're discussing here, the process of the change of the human population, the development of the bringing in what I call, quote, the Soylent Green Earth. In South Korea, they have the process of the human powdered capsules, which are humans that have been placed to powder. These are from China. The process, the DNA has been done to show that they are females, a female DNAs in the powder. And you take human powdered capsules for the process of, you might say that aphrodisiac or the process of development of a new process. And eating humans in the process, the human powder, has been going on for some time. It's now just coming out in a little more of the open as they kill more female babies. And the process of the development of this, and you're going to say to yourself, well, where does that go? Well, you're urinating it out. You're urinating out. As I began the first hour of Parker Pathways on Mother's Day, I am telling you and placing in the endocrine disruptors have five classes. When you urinate out, you don't even have to put your pharmaceuticals in and dump them in the toilet, because now they have this new movement out here where you take the pharmaceutical capsules and you place them to a fire department, or you have a depository of which you can do that. But everyone ignores five major points. Point one, we are assimilating them to change our psychiatry. Mood behaviors, process of lead, midbrain aberrations, are all processed with the adrenal gland and placed in the kidney, urinated out. Number two, the process of all of the processes of our food are contaminated with irrigated human sewage. In terms of the process, go to the store, get a good apple for a change, and find out how far you go. Number three, the electromagnetic waves changing the amino acid systems within the food itself. We urinate that out, those toxins. Four, the process of the development of the human hybrid and the change of the gene structures which are occurring within our domestic animals. The process of the food based on the first ecological change of domestic animals is affecting us. They're closer to the ground. They have the process. That's the basis of veterinary medicine. We urinate that out. Number five, the process of the development of the human brain system as it changes to develop from the left and right brain to two-language brain, which is embedded into the gene structure, and changing the process of consciousness. New drugs that are being developed are to change that consciousness in terms of what's called the Fosseus protocol. We urinate that out. So we are the process of drinking other people's drugs, processes, and mental processes, and no one's changing it out. We're even making bricks out of waste matter, using sewer slurry in to make bricks under this guise of the Agenda 21 of the green people to be sustainable under the process of the New World Order, of the what are called the neighborhood councils, which you see coming up in America now. Yes, this is done by Incos, a British firm. In New Mexico, there's a billion-dollar city without residents. In New Mexico, that will be used to test all of these principles I've talked about in the first hour, intelligent traffic systems, self-flushing toilets, next-generation wireless automated washing machines, and the development of the control of the human mind by electronics.